Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 18. You are very welcome in. Thank you as always for downloading and subscribing to our podcast. As I put this episode together in the middle of February, we are awaiting the arrival of yet another storm, Storm Dennis, with supposed to be bringing wind and rain. So if you're listening to this podcast and you've just passed through Storm Dennis, or it has passed through your area, if you're in the UK and Ireland, certainly I hope you're safe. Now remember, you can get in touch with us at podcast@sightandsound.co.uk if you want. And coming up today, we'll be meeting the newest member of the Sight and Sound team, Mr. Will Marshall. Before we do that, though, I just want to mention that there are two new compact devices that we currently have available: the 6 and 10 inch compact handheld video magnifiers with touchscreen, and you can get these with or without speech. Really useful, I think, for people with low vision who want to be able to take a portable solution with them, and if you want the added backup and support of speech, then that's available to you as well. If you're interested and want to know more, give our sales team a call on 01604 798 070. I do hope on the next edition of our podcast to do a bit more on the compact devices, the new compact devices, talk to somebody about them and find out a little bit about them and how they work. So stay tuned if that interests you. But in the meantime, if you do want to get in touch, 01604 798 070. Well, it's time for another Meet the Team podcast. We always enjoy meeting new people here at Sight and Sound. And I'm sitting in our Glasgow office here in Scotland. It's actually a beautiful day. It's a lot milder on Valentine's Day, 14th of February, as we produce this podcast. And I'm joined by the newest member of the Sight and Sound team, who's based in Scotland, Will Marshall. Will, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Indeed. So tell us, I was trying to remember when I met you. I think it was around September. Is that when you joined
Sight and Sound? That's right, yeah, middle of September.
So yeah. You're, what, four months?
Four and a bit months in.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do in Sight and Sound?
I'm an assistive technologies trainer. I cover sort of the West Coast and Central Belt. My main sort of areas of training are general assistive technology, but kind of looking into a bit of research and stuff like that as well.
Okay, and what's the kind of research component? Because that sounds interesting.
Well, I'm looking at apps for Android and Apple products at the moment, just to see what sort of existing assistive technologies out there for apps and for mobile and tablet. So any of the major players such as TextHelp, Dragon and Claro at the moment have got a few different apps, so I'm going through them with a fine tooth comb and be giving out a sort of overview and review of each app over the next couple of weeks.
And how are those apps maybe merging, if that's the correct word, with the assistive technology that's built into some of these products already? Because Apple and Android have, I suppose it's fair to say, have spent a fair bit of time in making their technology usable by people with a wide variety of needs, of access needs. Does that kind of complement nicely with what you're doing?
Yeah, well, a lot of the apps are sort of paired with the full experience of the application on a laptop or a desktop computer. So it sort of complements what would be accessible through mobile apps. So it's more about accessibility, sort of bring your own devices and stuff like that, and colleges and universities are becoming more popular. So being able to deliver a bit of training on the simpler app side, if someone didn't want to bring their laptop to college then or to university, they could have the same functionality if they were using an iPad or an Android tablet.
It's really interesting, Will, because I was having a conversation with a teacher the other day who was sort of making the point, and I've heard it from others, that people with disabilities, in particular in mainstream, don't necessarily always want to stand out. And sometimes carrying a big piece of tech can make them feel somewhat socially isolated. So if they can do some of this stuff, and of course we know it doesn't happen for everyone and not all tech will work in this way, but if they can do some of that stuff on a mainstream device, it sounds to me like a really good idea.
It's a fantastic idea. The difficulty, like you say, with any sort of learning difficulty is being able to get on with your studies without feeling embarrassed by, you know, having to use a specific piece of kit. And I think developers are becoming more and more aware of that. So even the hardware is becoming more slimline and more sort of incognito that when it's being used in class.
So tell us, what did you do? You've been here three and a half months, nearly four months. What did you do before you were in Sight & Sound?
Started out working with young people with severe mental health issues and severe brain injury as a volunteer when I was about 15, 16.
Excellent.
And from there, I've just kind of I've worked in further and higher education within colleges, within inclusive learning and extended learning support for the last probably about 12 years.
Okay, so when you came to Sight & Sound, you were probably aware of a lot of this technology already.
I did a lot of assistive technologies training while I worked in colleges. So I would train non-DSA students how to use a lot of the software that Sight & Sound use.
Oh, perfect. So what's it been like maybe coming into the assistive technology industry, I suppose, being a part of that that space where all this stuff is kind of happening, as opposed to maybe being in the universities where you were the kind of in-house trainer?
It's a massive, massive culture shock, but in the best way possible. When you're working in colleges and universities, you're sort of tied down by a lot of lack of funding. You're sort of time restraints on what you're allowed to show students, what you're allowed to plug as the next best thing, assistive technology wise, simply because a lot of colleges and universities aren't given the funding to back that up. Whereas when I moved to Sight & Sound, it's been brilliant because all I've had is all this new sort of technology that I knew of but wasn't able to sort of get my hands on. So it's such a vast umbrella that's out there. So being able to get hold of that through Sight & Sound has been great.
I've been really interested, Will, and I have to say very, very impressed, I want to say this for the record on the podcast, at how you have embraced the JAWS screen reader. And we were just chatting off air that you were talking about the fact that you're sitting there now using Microsoft Outlook, using the keyboard with JAWS feedback, pretty much throwing away your mouse. As a fully sighted user, that's what's that experience been like?
It's quite humbling. It's almost like starting again. Opening a laptop for the first time without having ever used it before, and being able to sort of learn everything in a completely new way, and being able to understand a bit more how lucky we are to live in an age where this sort of technology is available to absolutely everyone without sort of too much of a hindrance on the learning of it. The learning process has been really quite fun.
You're no doubt a guy who loves this technology. I've kind of got that from the number of times we've met. What do you do when you're not in Sight & Sound? What's your life like?
Well, I've got two kids, so pretty much 90% of my time, my free time, will be spent with my wife and my kids. The other 10%, it's probably doing a bit of tech, but in the more fun side, you know, because I have Xbox and PlayStation. But I also I play music, and I try to play snooker as well.
Excellent. This is what this podcast is all about. Find out things we didn't know. Will, it's great to have met you, and thanks for chatting to us today. If people listening to the podcast in Scotland would like to maybe know more, maybe somebody is interested in trying to find out about your training or would like to have a chat, how can people go about getting in touch?
Easily accessible through emails, william.marshall@sightandsound.ac.uk. Sorry, .co.uk.
Brilliant. Yeah. Will, thanks. It's been a pleasure to chat to you and look forward to catching up with you again.
Thank you very much.
Many thanks there to Will Marshall. Really enjoyed catching up with Will. I nabbed him at the end of a JAWS training session that we were doing and said, please, will you do a quick piece? And he very kindly did. So sincere thanks, Will. Always good to catch up with our trainers because it's a key part of the service that we provide, that follow-up, that in-depth look, I suppose, and support to actually sit with somebody with a product is for us key and vitally important. Now that's just about it for now for this podcast episode. We will be back soon. Until then, from Stuart Lawler, take care and goodbye.